Okay, Chazar today is your Gimel Amud Beis. We're really the bottom line of your Gimel Amud Aleph. We're still in the middle of this calculation, figuring out what the Tanai is going to be. We're talking about now this Kohen who's marrying a second wife and divorcing her because he has to have the challenge. We have to find a situation where he's for sure going to have one bias, one wife, but for sure not going to have two biases, not two wives. So we said Al Tanai. Now we're trying to figure out what the Tanai is. And the Gemara said, what's the Tanai? Tanai is you give a get to wife number two, Almanas, Shaloi Thomas Chavercho. Almanas, this is a get if wife number one doesn't die. So if wife number one dies, you're married to wife number two. If wife number one does not die, so then wife number two is divorced. Very good. Bottom line, if you give Amud Aleph, maybe that friend, the wife number one, will die halfway through the day, halfway through the Avodah. And since she died, the get was not a good get. So the second half of the day, very good. He's only married to wife number two. But the first half of the day, the first half of the day was all done b'shnei batim with two wives, and that's a psul. This is a get. I'm going to ask that your friend does die. This way, if she dies in the middle of the Avodah, whatever. I can't theorize it this way because it doesn't really make sense. But it doesn't work. But maybe she will die. Wife number one. You can say however you want. And my example, the way I've been speaking it out since Wednesday, was that Tanai is happening to wife number two, the new wife we are marrying and divorcing. And you're giving a get al tanai to wife number two, al tanai of whatever. Fet gemara, that doesn't work. But dilma maisa chaverta. Maybe the friend, wife number one, will die. Then it comes out the get to number two was a good get. That means for the second half of the day, now he has no wife. Why? Because she died. So wife number one's dead for the second half of the day. And because she died, the get was a good get. So he's not married to wife number two either. We have to say he's talking about where he gives both of them a get. To one of them, I'm going to call it to wife number two, he says, this is the get amanas that your friend, that wife number one, does not die, like we started on the bottom of the Amud of Yibayz Amud Aleph. And to the second wife, and to wife number one, he gives a get and says, "This is your get, Amanas, that you don't go into the Beis HaKnesses." Let's just be honest before asking questions. How does that solve the problem? Maybe the friend, wife number one, is not going to die. And also, she doesn't. If wife number one doesn't go into the Beis HaKnesses in the shul, therefore, it's going to come out both of their gets are good gets. They come lebelai bayis, and then he has no wife at all. Ella, and this is the final teretz. L'chada Omer La, to one of them, we're going to call it to wife number two, he says, this is your get almanas, that wife number one does not die. So if wife number one does not die, wife number two is already divorced from Erev Yom Kippur, and all is good. U'l'chada Omer La, and to wife number one, he also gives a get and says, this is a get, al tanai, on condition that I walk into a Beis HaKnesses, I walk into a shul on Yom Kippur. Now what? If two dies, we have one left. If one dies, we have number two left. What are you going to ask? Maybe wife number one is going to die in the middle of the day, in the middle of the Avodah. And it comes out, since wife number one dies, it comes out get. The get to number two was not a good get, and the first half of the day he was married to both wife one and wife two. No, because we have a Tanai here, he has an Eitza. If Kohen Gadol sees wife number one about to die, then quickly, he'll quickly go run into Beis HaKnesses. And then wife number one was divorced to Mafreya. So now it comes out, if he sees her about to die, Good question. We asked this question on Thursday. I don't know. I said they don't have a text message system, a WhatsApp, and even if they did, Chas v'Shalom, they couldn't go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was certainly not carrying around on him. I don't know. Those are technical questions. I don't know the answer.
Also, but a man has two wives.
No, well, we're always calling her Chaverta. Every time.
Wife has two wives, sorry.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. I don't. Only one's going to remain. Only one. Only one of them. Only one's going to Lamaisa remain. Be really married to. But okay. I'll call about him. This is what Umash Legito the Hogit Mafresh. And this is the Eitzah. Basically, because we're putting it in the Kohen Gadol's hands, basically to choose or to be Mekayim the Tanai on being Megarish, wife number one, now it's Biyodai, and therefore he can create the situation as Yom Kippur unfolds to make himself unmarried, a divorce from wife one or not. We are in the second to last small line in the Gimel on basis, part of Chazar still. Maskevla Rabbi Asi v'yitema Rabbi Avira. Rabbi Asi or Rabbi Avira asks, we stated as a fact, basically as a fact, in Yom Kippur and Aleph, two Nekudos. Number one, that Beisoy, when the Pasuk said Beisoy, it meant only one wife, right? It was Beisoy meant one wife, not two. And also Beisoy was only considered Beisoy if they're actually married in Nisuin, not Kedushin. It was actually full-fledged Nisuin. Now the Gemara is going to ask on both of these points. That's true. That Beisoy means only one wife, and if there's two wives there, the term Beisoy, the pasuk is not relevant. If you have two Yevamos coming from the same man, if Reuven was married to Rachel and Leah, Reuven dies with no children. L'chayr, they shouldn't be chal Yibam, because the pasuk in Yibam says bias. According to you, bias means one. There's two wives, there should be no din Yibam. And for the Gemara, Yevimtoi, Yevimtoi Riba. But there's an extra pasuk, Yevimtoi, which is married by even someone with two wives. Maskal Ravina Vitim Rav Shravia. Elamiata, if you're telling me basically means you have to be full fledged married already on Nisuin. Arusa to Salim. In Arusa, if Reuven is Neras, engaged, Neras, Erison, to his wife Rachel, let us have him. Also, you shouldn't do a Yibam. Because again, it says Bayis. Bayis, you're telling me it means Nisuin. And yet we know that Narusa also has a Yibam. And for the Gemara, Hachutza, L'Rabbis is Harusa. In the parsha of Yibam or Chalitza, it says, Eishas Hames Hachutza, the outside wife. The outside, in a certain element, even though she's married, in a certain element, she's outside, means she's in Arusa, she's not in the Suwa, that even she is included in the parish of Yibam. But you're right, otherwise, the actual word bias wouldn't mean the Suwa. In Yibam, we have a special Riboy. Torah Rabbanan, we have five lines on the bottom of the Sugya. Koyin Godo Makar of Oinim. We are now not talking about Oinim Kippur. We're talking about any time throughout the year. A Kohen Gadol could be makariv as when he's an oinin, and he hears that one of his krovim, father, mother, whatever it is, die. He still could be makariv karbonis, because it learned out from the psukim of min hamikdash lo yetsev lo yichala. But ve'ein oichel, he doesn't eat the karbonis. Why? Because the whole riboy or the whole heter of the pasuk was on doing that avodah, but on the eating, we learn from Meiser that it's also to eat ba'aninos. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Kol Hayom. Rabbi Yehuda says the whole day. My Kol Hayom. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean to say Kol Hayom the whole day? Omer Rava. Lo Nitzchah Ela Lahaviyah Mitech Beisa. Rabbi Yehuda means to say he's agreeing with the Tanakhama that the Kohen Gadol could be makriv, but not only could be makriv, bring him from his house. Meaning, even if he's not doing avodah, he's in his house. Schlep him to the Beis Medrash, to the Beis Hamikdash, and have him do avodah. Why? Lefacheach tzara, it will release some of the tzara he's under. Purposely have him, spend the time in the Beis Hamikdash doing karbonas. Omrele Abaya, Efrekt Abaya, Hashto. Now, the Rabbi Yehuda afukim afkinole. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a regular koyin as an Oinin, you would throw him out of the Beis HaMikdash. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Hoya Oinin Makrav Agabe Mizbeach. This is talking about a Kohen Hedjet, not a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Hedjet who has no hat to take Makrav Oinin. But he's in the middle of doing Avodah, and he hears Vishomash Mesh LeMesh, and he gets the message that Mesh LeMesh, his mother, his father, whatever it is, dies. Maniach Avedosa V'yoytzeh Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says he has to leave immediately, on the spot, stop doing what he's doing, and leave and go back home. Rabbi Yosef Omer Yigmar, he can finish that avodah that he's doing and then have someone else continue after and then leave. But what do we see? We see when it comes to Aninos, Rabbi Yehuda is typically more machmir than the Rabbana, than Rabbi Yosef. And now by this Kohen Gadol, you're flipping it around. You're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda is more mekel. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, faker, let him purposely, we should encourage him to do avodah. Seems backwards. When Rabbi Yehuda is generally more machmir when it comes to Aninos. Elo Amarova on the bottom line. Elo Amarova. Rava says, you know, my kolayim. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says kolayim? Going to the top line of Yidalov and Aleph. Loimar she'eno oivir kolayim. Rabbi Yehuda is saying he should not do avoid it the whole day. Even though midah raisa, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Tanakama that kohen gadol makar v'oinein. But lamaisa, he should not do avoid it the whole day. Gzeir shema yoicha, he might come to eat. Eating is aser. Gzeir shema yoicha, he should not do. The rabbanon were going not to eat the whole day. At night, once it's nighttime, then already he could do whatever avoid of min haktorah that's permitted. Why? Because like Rashi explains, aninus laila, Rabbi Yehuda holds is not the raisa, min the rabbanon, therefore he could. But during that day, that initial day, which aninus is the raisa, so being oichol kodshim would be the raisa, then the rabbanon were goyzer, the kohen gadol should not even be oivid avoida. That's how Rava is explaining Rabbi Yehuda, taka being more machmer than the rabbanon. The rabbanon say the ikud in the raisa, kohen gadol makar v'oinin, Rabbi Yehuda is being more machmer, the rabbanon were goyzer, that the kohen gadol should not be makar v'oinin during that original day. Not at night, but original day. Ad kan chazara. Oh, your eyes are...